Now to Oklahoma City, where a sex assault case involving a former police officer is focusing national attention on a much wider problem. Last night, a jury convicted former officer Daniel Holtzclaw of 18 counts of rape and sexual assault connected to 8 of 13 black women who came forward with accusations.
Defendant is guilty of the crime of rape in the first degree, and punishment is set at 30 years. Let me ask the jury, is this your verdict, so say you all?
Yes.
Counsel, would you like to examine?
According to an investigation by the Associated Press, this case in Oklahoma is hardly uncommon. AP reporter Noman Merchant joins us now. And Noman, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us more about this really horrific case in Oklahoma City and how it reflects a wider issue.
Well, Daniel Holtzclaw's case is what inspired our investigation into police sexual misconduct. He was arrested last year after a grandmother in her 50s came forward and said that an officer had pulled her over and forced her to perform oral sex. Police began investigating the officer who she accused and found eventually a dozen other women who came forward and said that they had been victimized by Daniel Holtzclaw, either in searches or traffic stops. That case led us to ask what seemed to be a simple question, which is, how often does this type of case occur? And what we found is that there's no easy answer. There are no really good federal statistics on police sexual misconduct or police misconduct at large. And so we had to go state by state to collect the best records we could and found that over a six-year period, there had been 1,000 officers who the states had pushed off the force for sexual assault, for rape, for sexual battery, as well as for other types of sexual misconduct.
And these 1,000 officers, the number actually might be a lot larger.
Absolutely. There were several states that didn't give us any data, including California and New York. We relied on records from a process known as police decertification. In 44 states, police officers are licensed by the state. And in those states, they can be removed from law enforcement. They can be decertified of their licenses for various forms of police misconduct. We received records from 41 states, but again, those states don't include California, New York, New Jersey. And of the states that did respond to us, many of them didn't provide a lot of records because decertification practices vary greatly from state to state.
What, if anything, are police leaders doing to address the problem? And how did the police chiefs you spoke to respond?
Police chiefs acknowledge that sexual misconduct has been a problem for a long time. And an International Association of Chiefs of Police report from 2011 found that there were potential parts of police culture that could be conducive to a sexual predator. Police officers work without a lot of supervision in the field. They work with marginalized populations, often late at night. And these are the types of things that without really strong monitoring could lead to the type of case that we saw with Daniel Holtzclaw in Oklahoma City.
Noman, how was Daniel Holtzclaw able to get away with these attacks for so long?
Police say that Holtzclaw was able to prey on women in a minority, low-income neighborhood in northeast Oklahoma City. He specifically targeted women with drug addictions, one case involving a woman who was a prostitute on the street who he picked up and drove home and then raped her in her house. He was able to target marginalized women who believed that they wouldn't be believed if they went to the police. And one woman testified that when asked why she didn't call the police herself at first, she said, "Who are you going to call on the police?"
Is there a federal role here at all in addressing this, a Justice Department probe or action, or is this really going to be solved or not at the state or local level?
Well, I think there's room for action at all levels, but really it boils down to a state level and really a local level in terms of enforcement, in terms of monitoring officers that they hire and that are put into the field for the first time. Daniel Holtzclaw was a three-year veteran of the police force when he was arrested and then eventually fired for this case. And ultimately, in interviewing his police chief, the chief said that this was the worst case he had seen in four decades of law enforcement, but he also said there's a certain amount of uncertainty in that when you hire an officer, especially in his early to mid-20s, there's only so much training you can give them before you put them out in the field, and then they have to respond to circumstances in the field. And I think there's a lot of things that need to be done at the local, state, and federal levels to make sure that the vast majority of police officers that would never do anything like this aren't tainted by a small minority that go out and commit crimes such as the ones that Holtzclaw was convicted of.
Noman Merchant is an AP reporter. There's a link to the police sexual assault investigation at our website, hereandnow.org. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Noman.
Thank you.